Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson and Greg Hahn in studio. We'll have that for you coming up right after this.
Incomplete on the account of the amount of meat you eat. I'd say your eyes are bigger than your belly. I'll have you get down Ricky Simmons on the telly. I've got to know where your appetite is at.
Tell me, baby, you gonna eat all of that?
You like it creamy, you like a lot of gravy. I like it wetter, like the sailors in the Navy. I can't believe those calories you're counting. Oh, you like dark chocolate, and girl, I've got a mountain. When you're through with this, you're gonna need to take a nap.
Tell me, baby, you gonna eat all of that?
Some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's see. There's Chick McGee. I'm Tom. That's Ace Cosby. Willie G is over there with a fresh, clean haircut.
Yes. I like it.
Thank you.
I was going to say something earlier today and I forgot.
I'm going right now. You still left. Now I'm going right.
Yeah, and I like the bangs kind of falling on your forehead.
Very casual.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I remember bangs.
You remember bangs.
I remember bangs when photographs were in black and white. You know, the good old days. Patty G is in the Oxford Gold Performance Room. Coming up, we're going to have one of those special Oxford Gold Golden Oldies. Christy Lee's at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
Yes, sir.
When that phone rings, it'll be the track phone hotline. In the meantime, I feel like I've taken a trip to Hawaii. It's Al Jackson joining us with a very, very bright Hawaiian shirt. He is, I think, in... Are you home in Denver, Al?
Whoa.
Can Al hear me?
Hello, Al?
Al. No. Oh, I hope Al? I hope he cusses.
Oh. Hello.
He looks like a scared like a gerbil or something.
He's, oh, here we go. Now we got him, I think.
He's got an astronaut.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
What's going on? Yes.
Yep. I cannot hear you guys. This is weird.
Oh, okay.
I had a feeling you were talking to me. Hold on.
We are talking to you.
Yeah, we're talking to you, Al.
Mm-hmm.
We can barely hear
you. Okay, I'm just going to talk to you guys through my computer. Old school style. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We couldn't hear you over your shirt.
It's time to liven it up. Quarantine is over. We're getting back to real life. It's time to dress like a real life Hawaiian, even if you're in Denver.
I don't know who came up with it, but somebody said a shirt like that is a severe going out shirt. You are going out.
That is peacocking.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Al, are your pants waterproof? That shirt's a real pisser. Come on.
I wish it was a shirt, sir. It's a onesie. Do you need to see the thong?
Yes!
Yes! It's beautiful.
It
it's beautiful.
Give it to me, Daddy.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, it's a onesie with shorts.
Oh.
This is incredible.
Oh, my God.
That is a romper,
I'm so glad I'm alive today.
I noticed that you button the very top button of your collar. You often do that.
I do. I like to dress like a young preacher that's also a detective at night.
All right.
I think it's a look that works for me.
I'm jealous. I haven't been able to button a top button in years.
That makes a bold statement, Al. I think it says,
you know what?
I'm game for anything or anyone, whatever they're into.
I think it's weird. I don't know if it's because I don't drink anymore that I'm like, oh, I like to, I've always kind of liked to just dress weird. But then when you're drinking, you're like, you can't be drunk and dress like this because you'll be picked up by the police. So like once you're sober, you can dress ridiculously and somebody asks you and you have a funny answer for it. So I'm coming out of the closet as a weird dresser.
Right.
I love it.
Good for you.
Well, you're looking great. Now, Greg Hahn is not a weird dresser. You always wear a nice, crisp, clean shirt. You do your laundry because you're a former Marine.
A little weird. I like to go a little crazy shirt underneath the straightforward shirt. You
really?
Know, a little crazy underneath.
Yeah, he's a big Robert Graham shirt guy.
What does that mean?
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I used to wear those. I still wear some of those. Yeah. Fancy schmancy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Ladies
Robert Graham
it.
Are the ones where the cuffs kind of are different and they're like a pattern. Yeah. And
very fancy. Mm-hmm. Do the chicks dig that?
They dig it, man. Like when they come over to my house, I put in the frozen pizza. I light the ham candle. I'm wearing the G-Shock. They like it all.
Now, am I correct in saying that if a young lady is to go back to your condo in California, in the living room, you have a set of drums?
Oh, I got the drum set. I go crazy. Give her a drum solo. A kit. Oh, yeah. The neighbors love it.
Mm.
That's my whole plan, man. Keep having these girls over till finally I get married, divorced, end up in a corner apartment overlooking the PetSmart. It's all coming together.
All right. Very nice.
I want to get a house on a lake. Right now, I got a condo with a leak. Come on, everybody.
You can take these jokes to the office. Now, we should explain to Greg Hahn that Al Jackson, a comedian, is also a writer. He's the author of Where is Baby Ford, available at aljacksonlive.com. Proceeds benefiting the Firefly Autism Program. And Al is also part of the syndicated daily talk show, The Daily Blast Live. Al is also a man of the street, a man who can help me become more of a streetwise fellow.
Right. He's trying.
Al's going to demonstrate this by giving us a little bit of a quiz. Al, I'm ready. Go ahead. What have you got?
All right. First of all, I just want to say how good it is to just see and hear Greg again. And Greg's always kind of jacked. Like he's like the kind of size you need to be to work with at-risk youth.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
All right, Tommy, how you feeling this week? You ready to do this?
Yeah, good. I'm just cleaning up. I just had a massive coffee spill, but I'm okay now. I'm ready to go.
All right, don't let your nerves get to you. You got this. Tom, what does it mean if somebody says, I got a big bank?
Got a big bang. Now, it's not something basically in the world of finance. That would be too obvious. Hmm.
I have a guess. Well, I have a big bank theory.
That's nice. Fine piece of business there, Josh.
Well, then that's the funniest thing you'll do then. It'll just be the word saying big bang theory.
Does it mean you've got a lot of friends? I got a big bank, got a lot of people behind me.
No, but it would probably help you get friends.
I have a guess.
Okay, go ahead.
You're carrying around a lot of cash?
No, I mean, that's a good guess, but no.
Well, it doesn't mean you just have a big bank account, does it?
You got that ass?
Nope.
That's what you just said.
Oh, Josh, my fellow dirtbag.
Oh, yes. Got a big bank.
Yeah.
Is that it?
What got a mean? Big bank.
Oh, she got a big bank.
Oh, this is like Baby's Got Back.
Yeah.
Grandpa.
Like, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Yeah. She got big bank and I want to make a deposit.
Oh! Yeah.
Early withdrawal, right?
Oh, in the butt?
Yes, in the butt.
Yes, in the butt, Tom.
That's what we're...
Tom, we can't move on unless you use it in a sentence. You know the rules.
Well, let's see. I was at Kroger and I was waiting my turn.
Sure.
To use the auto checkout.
Uh-huh.
I must say, the woman in front of me was wearing sweatpants, and I'll tell you what.
No.
She had a big bank.
She was wearing yoga pants.
Oh, she was wearing yoga pants.
And yeah.
She had a big bank.
They were bursting at the seams. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. How about that?
Her ass was like a shelf. She had a thing of cranberry juice.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Cranberry juice sitting on it. Yeah. Okay, wow. You could park a bike in it, huh?
Oh, very, very.
Yeah,
very. I get very nervous when you improvise.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I think we all get nervous like that.
Like a shelf. Ma'am, I can't help but notice
it.
You
with
have a
cranberry thing on it.
Ma'am, don't forget to pay for your cranberry juice. It's on the top of your ass.
It's quite large, you see.
Your bank is banging.
You may have a big bank in that one sense, but apparently you don't have one in the other sense because your credit card's not going through. But I've got all day.
Do you say she's got a big bank, or do you say she's got big bank?
Yeah, nice and loud.
Usually it's the way women, I've only heard women describe themselves as having it.
Gotcha. Because like, a woman's not going to go, I have a fat ass.
In a small waist.
Yeah.
Now, can a fellow have a big bank?
I think anything's possible with Taco Bell. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now, Josh does not have a big bank.
No. I'm nearly bankless.
Josh is...
I'm a savings and loan. I got nothing.
Josh has described himself as half fat.
Yes.
Because you're quite slender. You have, like, skinny little toothpick legs.
Right.
And you're, you're toting around what would be called a very handsome, sort of a kind of a husky torso.
That's right.
See, now, the great part about Josh is that when we're in this territory, he starts to get settled.
Yeah.
And he just lets Tom go run amok.
So, but I'm saying you couldn't say he's got big bank.
No, you couldn't. No. I don't even have a piggy bank.
Okay, well.
Flat ass is what I've got.
Okay, good.
Ironing board with a crack in it.
Uh-huh. What it looks like. Wow. Okay, Al, I'm ready for a new one.
Would you like to see my ass?
I'd rather think about the lady at the grocery store with the the big bank.
With the
cranberry.
The cranberry thing.
Jug of cranberry juice.
Shelf ass, we call it.
Right.
Shelf ass. Do we have another word, Al?
Yeah.
We do, Christy. Tom, that word is pollyann.
Spell it.
Pollyann.
Oh, you're pollyann.
Pollyann.
Yeah, is that a reference to a parrot?
Yeah, you're just repeating.
No.
You're repeating what somebody else says?
So it's not a black woman who wants a cracker? That deserved a bigger laugh. But I think you were all very nervous.
Yeah.
Very nervous.
Yeah. You know what? I'm still nervous.
Okay.
You don't want to hear the explanation.
If I would say, I would think that if a black woman were Polly and she wants a cracker. That's funny, and we should all be comfortable
with
that.
I get it.
Now, by cracker, do you mean?
White man.
Yeah.
A white man.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant she really wanted a cracker.
No.
So like,
I got you, Josh.
Yeah, you know black women just always carrying saltines around.
Rich.
Always ready for a bowl of soup. Yeah. Bring me that to Minnesota.
That was brilliant, Josh. Know. That was quick, man.
Very good.
Where do you think she got that bank? It's from all the
crackers. Yes.
Okay, I'm lost here.
Pollyann.
She has lots of boyfriends.
procreating.
No, I'll give you a hint. Polyan is short or slang for politicking, which is also a slang word I was going to give you.
This was one of my favorites that you, you've taught us, politicking. It's wonderful.
What does it mean?
Well, that's the you're supposed to find out.
So, yeah, I don't want to give it away.
I think you're out there pushing yourself, right? You're talking yourself up real big. You're, no?
That's a good guess.
No. You know what? I will accept that, Chick, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because polying is usually done from a man to a woman when he is hitting on her at a nightclub kind of situation, like it's a laid-back conversation, but you are bigging yourself up. So, yes, okay. I will definitely take that.
Okay.
Whereas politicking could just be like friends talking, but if you say you're polying, and that this was probably like around the late 90s, like you would say that if like you were in a nightclub, you know, there's a pretty woman, you finally got her alone, and you're like, hey, what's up, man? Where you from?
So it's selling yourself?
Well, just talking in a flirty manner, I would say.
Now, did you just say, what's up, mama, or what's up, ma? Yeah, we having a good time.
I said ma, but I'm a big ma. I say mama.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
try that.
If I walked up to a woman, I want you to go up to our gal in Kroger and say, excuse me, mama with the banking ass.
Banking?
No, that big bank.
No, the big bank.
Mama with the big bank.
Look at Al.
Al wants to be anywhere.
You don't
else.
Have to say both words. It's like saying hamburger meat. You just say bank.
I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, okay, let's So you'd be, Pat, you'd be out there polying
saying, hey, nice bank.
Okay. Al, I was discussing a word that I've always loved on my podcast, and I was windbagged, and apparently it's very popular in the African-American community, and I wanted to know if you knew this word. What would I be referring to if I were talking about the hawk?
The hawk?
Ken Harrelson, the great...
Who the hell's Ken Harrelson?
No.
He had a big nose, and they called him the Hawk.
The Hawk.
Who was he?
Boston Red Sox.
Oh.
And, Chick, you and I have discussed this.
I have heard of this. When we were in high school on the football team, we were practicing. It was cold out, and we would say, man, that Hawk's out tonight, or something like
right.
that.
Right. And apparently old jazz musicians and blues players and stuff always referred to winter as the Hawk.
The Hawk.
They go, the Hawk is out.
I love that.
Me too. And it's big in Chicago.
There's the famous Lou Rawls song.
Exactly. Exactly.
Where it's got the long intro, and Lou Rawls introduces the Hawk.
Right. Right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
In my community, they call the wind Mariah.
Of course they do. Yes,
they would.
We're very aware of that.
I've always loved that. When old guys talk about the hawk.
What is it, the winter?
Yeah.
It's cold wind.
Cold wind, yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's the hawk. Yeah, there's a great cold Lou Rawls song where there's a long intro where he does
it. Yeah, you know what a wind is, right, Greg? Cold wind? Think of a wind, only make it cold. Chip Furbits, okay?
Hey, I have a question for the studio really quickly because you just made me think about this, Joshy. Now, obviously, politics divides everybody, but how many people would be mad if we just had an old black jazz musician for president?
It would
be great.
He would be so disarming to everybody around the world. Like, you couldn't get mad. No one does not like an old black jazz musician.
Just
like,
right. Right. And ladies and gentlemen, Blind Lemon is approaching the dais. Oh, he ran into it.
He'd be saying cool things like, hey, man, sometimes it's about the bills that you don't sign. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. He'd get up there and say, well, ladies and gentlemen, after the attack, I just want to say it is... what it is.
Yeah.
I'd like a guy with no policies. There's a press conference. He says, that's an excellent question. Next question.
Oh, yeah.
That question's out of the question. No more questions.
And he just like kind of like low-level hits on every young reporter.
Love
it. Like, hey, Mr. President, it's a good day now that I'm talking to you.
Yeah. President Jelly Roll, would you mind...
They're taking a peace walk, and they're walking a baseline.
he'd be, I'll take questions now.
Yeah. Good
question, please.
Well, my budget is big.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.